Happy Thursday, guys. And Jim, get this, the brand new mixed-use accommodation venture. It's called The Rocks, and it opens to guests tomorrow. You've probably seen the building, and it's looking pretty phenomenal. Every time we walk past, I walk down and get our coffee on Melville Street. It looks unreal. It's part self-contained accommodation, part private residences, part luxury Lexus showroom. Wow, there's a bit going on there. Few parts.
Jimmy and Nath radio. Can we get a little studio in there?
I reckon we could. Well, let's ask our next guest, because we do have the owner of the Rocks. Please welcome Mary Brownwell. Mary, welcome to the show. We got you there, Mary.
Yes. Can you
Mary,
hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Oh, that's good. It's ticking. Ticking both boxes. Yeah,
so
here,
we're in Launceston. Mary, there's a few tech issues this morning. I mean, Mary, I don't know if you caught it there. We were just asking. It's probably too late now, but could we squeeze in a little Jimmy and Nath studio in there as well?
No, maybe Jimmy and Nath.
Your voice went really high. So it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's building. It's just hard.
Is it too late to evict Lexus from there? Put us in there. Hey, Mary, tell us about The Rocks. I mean, we've just heard how many different parts are all involved in The Rocks, which opening up to guests tomorrow. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, sure. Look, it is a mixed-use one with part self-contained accommodation and part private residences and part luxury Lexus showroom. But there are basically 16 apartments that we built, and mostly they were snapped up by purchasers in 2020. But I wanted to keep four for short-term accommodation, because I want to be able to share the building with the visitors who come to Hobart, because I'm so passionate about Hobart and I'm so passionate about old buildings and heritage and Hobart. So I'm lucky to be able to have four apartments, two in the new part and two in the old part. So it kind of celebrates that sort of the evolution of place, where it melds the old and the new, which is quite rare in Hobart.
Yeah, we've seen the building so many times. One of these, the Rocks penthouse. I mean, I just love a penthouse. Can you tell us? I've never stayed in one before, but can you tell us what that looks like? The Rocks penthouse.
Well, look. It's the main thing that makes it so special is that it's got this fantastic massive deck that looks out all over the rooftops of Hobart. It's very, it's very cosmopolitan in feel, and it's got gorgeous textures, and the inside of the apartment is absolutely divine. That was curated by Tess Newman Morris, who's a stylist, but she was doing it on top of the fantastic architectural work that Emily Alston from Core Collective and Ryan Strouting from Core Collective, my architects, did. So it's very stylish, and it's got space and grace.
Mary, have you stayed in each one of these things just to give them all a test drive?
I haven't yet, Jimmy and Nate. I haven't yet, but I plan to.
You need to before Lexus get in there, you make sure you sleep everywhere in there.
Mary, one of the things I love, I'm reading here, I've got a little bit of information about it, that the guests have access to room service from Sunny, the wine bar.
Yes, that is so special. We are so lucky. He can't do it till the 10th of January, because he's like everyone else, I guess, having a bit of a break. But we were so lucky to be able to nab him. Because he's not far away, and he's a friend of the girl who's organising this for us, and he's just a star. So we are just so privileged to have that special service, that special room service to our guests.
Mary, can I ask you, I think it's true that you were, so when we got Producer Grace, when Producer Grace started, we had a choir come in and sing her Amazing Grace. Now, is it true that you were part of that choir?
Yes, I was, and it was such a hoot to do. It was such fun, and it certainly sticks in my memory.
Wow.
Well, I just thought, like, I mean, we haven't got anything for Producer Grace yet, for the great year that she's put on. I mean, maybe we could put her up in one of these penthouses for a weekend. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, fantastic. On the deck.
And any chance you could be there and sing to her as she walks in?
Well, one slight problem is the choir is not quite so big as it was before due to COVID, because you've got to, you have to sing indoors with masks and stuff. But look, outdoors, No.
Well, Mary, I thought because, I mean, coming into Christmas would be perfect to get the choir in there, and they could sing something like, I don't know, Roxing Around the Christmas Tree. What do you reckon?
Maybe we can certainly look into.
Lots of maybes and looking into things, Mary. We're going to need some fine line stuff. Good on you, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us. The Rocks, I mean, it's going to look absolutely beautiful. Opening up to people tomorrow. Go and check it out, guys. It looks stunning, Mary. Thank you so much, and we can't wait to hear your beautiful voice when you're singing to Grace tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.